Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are headed to the last 10 days of the big league season. And I was excited back in June when the Orioles were playing great. And I wonder how many people thought it would last, but they're still the best team in the American League. Although just two games ahead in the loss column of the Tampa Bay Rays, Ryan Fagan, baseball columnist, writer, Sporting News, who's going to open up a pack of cards probably while we're discussing the sport. So let's get right to it, at Ryan Fagan on Twitter. All right, sir. The Orioles are an incredible story this year. Nobody thought that they would be where they are. Well, they were, I think, a couple of games over 500 last year. I think they won 83 games a year ago. But this is sort of, I think this surprised even all of their fans. So tell me, do they have what it takes to do this again for another month?
Maybe. my bold prediction. You know, look, I love what the Orioles have done. They've been so much fun to watch. I think when you look at the trajectory of this franchise and hitting on some of the number one picks, the early picks, guys like Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson and, you know, Grayson Rodriguez, those are three, you know, top of the first round type guys that you have to hit on those if you're going to make type of impact you need to. And they've done that. And that's part of the reason they are ahead of schedule. You know, I think if you'd have said the Orioles would challenge for the AL's best record in 2025, you said, yeah, I can see that. Absolutely. If you would have said that in 2023, I don't think you would have found many takers. Even the most optimistic Orioles fans didn't see it happening this early. But, you know, this is a team that when you get into October, right, you know, we've seen time and time again, it's the pitchers that miss bats, right, that they have the most success. And so when you look at the Orioles staff, you know, Grayson Rodriguez, the way he's pitched, he has the stuff to be their best pitcher in October. Do they have three other starters that are going to do that? And that's, I think, my biggest question. But I think at this point, we've learned maybe don't doubt the Orioles because they're better than people seem to think that they should be. So, you know, I mean, selfishly, because they're so much fun to watch, I would love nothing more than to see a deep Baltimore run into the postseason.
All right, so do they have the starting pitchers, the pitchers to miss that miss bats? Does anybody at this point have good enough starting pitching? Like, other than Milwaukee, is there a team on either side with strong enough starting pitching where they're not going to be expected to hit their way out of problems?
Yeah, I think that when you look at Seattle, I think the Mariners have options. They have, you know, a guy like Luis Castillo has been everything they could have wanted for,
right,
when they traded with Cincinnati to get him from the Reds. You know, and Logan Gilbert's been really good. George Kirby's been really good, as long as he's not throwing more than 92 pitches. You know, and they've got a lot of young guys too that it can come in and throw five shutout innings in the postseason and get seven or eight strikeouts, right? So I think when you're looking at teams that can make an impact, I really do think the Mariners are right up there. And you know, they are the team. And, you know, nobody's going to admit this, but if you ask the other AL teams of the wild card teams you'd like to see miss the postseason, I think it's absolutely Seattle. They don't want to have anything to do with with that team. The experience they got last year, you know, I know they got swept out by the Astros, but every single one of those games was right down to the wire. So I think, you know, they're going to kind of rely on that, what they learned last year, and, you know, they could be primed for a deep October run as well.
Yeah, and just looking at the schedule, they basically play Texas and Houston.
Yeah.
The last week, I think, is all Texas and Houston, and they were going to have something to say about who made the playoffs regardless, whether it was them or somebody else or knocking somebody else out. And it is in the American League right now. The Blue Jays, the Rangers, and the Mariners all have 68 losses. Blue Jays have one more win, so they technically have a lead, but you can't unlose a game. So right. When we get into the month of September, the only thing I ever look at is the loss column. And right now, those three clubs all on 68 losses. Let me flip to the National League. And look, I mentioned the Brewers starting pitching. I'm not sure they hit well enough. Atlanta probably hits well enough for anyone's starting pitching. It is just remarkable. It bothers me when people kind of put qualifiers on what Ronald Acuña Jr. has done this year. I know it's easier to steal bases, but he's got 68 of them, and it leads the major league. So it ain't like everybody else is stealing 60 bases as well. Atlanta's the best team in baseball. It's silly to ask the question, do they have enough? They obviously have enough. What's their weakness?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you give me like 20 minutes, maybe I can come up with something. Because this is a Braves team that is so good. I mean, you look at it. You know, I tweeted earlier today. You know, Michael Harris, in his last 92 games, is batting like 340 with a 930 on-base ROPS. 16 homers, 15 stolen bases, 60 runs scored, and he's been hitting 7th, 8th, 9th most of the year. This lineup is just, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's scary. It can beat you all up and down. I think when you look at the history of the game, and you look at, you know, American League and National League teams, and you look at, like, team OPS, you look at home runs, like, all of these things, they are way up there in, you know, competing with the best lineups in Major League history, and it really is just impressive what they have. And, you know, I'm with you with Acuña. People are like, oh, it's easier to steal bases. Well, why hasn't anyone stolen more than he has?
Right.
Right? It's not any easier to hit home runs. He's got 39 of them, right? You know, I mean, he was the first member ever of the 30-60 club. He's on the precipice of being the first member of the 40-70 club, and I don't want to hear anybody say that it's because it's a little bit easier. To me, it's because he's healthy. And he's focused. And the thing that has impressed me the most about Acuña, which is a long, long list, but this is a guy that used to strike out so much more than he walked, right? And this year, he has taken that number down, the strikeouts way down. And it reminds me a lot of when Mike Trout kind of made that jump. You know, his first 3 or 4 years, he struck out a lot more than he walked. And then he really focused on cutting down on those strikeouts. That's when he put up some of his best numbers. And Acuña has followed that same kind of pattern. You know, he has understood that maybe just because I can hit the pitch out of the zone, maybe I shouldn't, because if I get on first base with a walk, I can go ahead and steal. And I think that's just made him an even more complete player. And it's really cool to see a guy who's that talented stay healthy and be that focused and put together the season he has.
Here's the thing that when I watch Acuña now, I actually see like the younger version of Albert Pujols. You know, Pujols was not a big strikeout guy right away. What, right? He made a lot of contact. And if Acuña is not going to strike out and help you out, you know, 140 times a year, then he's going to get a lot more hits just because he's super fast. He hits the ball hard, obviously, too. He has, what, a 311-mile-an-hour exit velocity, I think, on a home run recently. But... look, he's just an amazing player. And as a Mets fan, I keep saying this, I want people to remember this. As a Mets fan, I have nothing but love and admiration for the way that team plays. They hit a ton of home runs, but they don't rely on the home runs. And he just scored his 140th run. These are cartoon numbers he is putting up. Quick question for Ryan Fagan, Sporting News. Who has the best bullpen?
That's a good question. You know, I think sometimes when you get into October, you see bullpens kind of shrink, right? And I think part of who has the best bullpen in October is it kind of goes to who's got the best starters, right? Because your bullpen's better if you're only throwing the 7th, 8th, and 9th, or the 8th and 9th,
right,
as opposed to having to, you know, roll out four. If you have to roll out four good pitchers, and they're each four good relievers, and they're each throwing 15 to 25 pitches in game one of a season, well, then it doesn't matter how good your bullpen is overall, because you don't have any of them for game two, right? So I think that's the big thing. You just need to be efficient, throw strikes. And obviously at this point of the season, you want to see guys miss bats. You know, I think when you look back to Atlanta a couple years ago and the success they had making the run all the way in was, you know, they had, what, four bullpen guys?
Mm-hmm.
They had no starters, but they had like four bullpen guys who couldn't be touched. And, you know, that's pretty important.
Best bullpen, to me, it's the most important part of the postseason, is being able to shut teams down, even if you fall behind. By the way, Albert Pujols has never struck out 100 times in a season. Zero times.
Even after he went to Anaheim.
Right.
I would have thought maybe he did it at one point then.
Yeah, never struck out more than I mean, there were a lot of times he didn't play a full season out
right
there, but he just didn't strike out a lot. And that's, I didn't think I was, like my memory had completely faded. So it's just impressive what Acuna Jr. has done. All right, we're going to close on a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Ryan Fagan from the Sporting News. How many times since the playoffs expanded after the 1994 work stoppage have the Yankees, Cardinals, and Red Sox, the three winningest franchises in terms of World Series titles in baseball history, how many times have all three of those teams missed the postseason in the same year?
I mean, is this the first time since then?
It is. Very good.
Yeah,
I can't
say because the Yankees, I mean, the Yankees, you could probably almost cover that with the Yankees and Cardinals. They just don't miss. And then the Red Sox, you know, they have more titles. But, it's crazy. It's, you know, we were trying to discuss, like, you know, end of the season type stories we want to do. And we were looking at some of the teams we usually write about because they're traditionally there. And you're like, oh, well, the Yankees aren't there. The Red Sox aren't there. Cardinals aren't there. And even, you know, your Mets, we thought they'd be there, too. And that's another big franchise that isn't there. So, yeah.
Except the Mets don't have any success. To put the Mets in that category is crazy.
Well, we were looking at teams that we were expected to be better than.
Right, I get it. Yeah.
Maybe not that has the tradition.
Yeah, but the Mets sprinkled pitchers across both leagues. And Max Scherzer's hurt. Shock. And Justin Verlander's just been kind of okay for Houston. Ryan Fagan from the Sporting News. We'll talk to you again very soon. Open up a pack of baseball cards and tweet it out for us.
I've already done a couple of them today. So we'll get a couple more later.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
Enjoy it. Thanks, Adam.
By the way, the last time we had Ryan on, and I mentioned a baseball card thing, he tweeted out that he had opened up a pack of baseball cards, and he actually showed a couple of the cards. My timeline for the next 2 days were all comments about the baseball cards that Ryan Fagan had tweeted out. Baseball cards are cool, man. I grew up with baseball cards.
And they're on the upswing now, too. They've, like, resurged.
Yeah, they have. As an investment.
Yes.
When I was a kid and I had full sets from 1971, 72, all the way like through 82. Like, nobody really looked at them as something to you collected baseball cards because they were fun and you traded them
and you put
whatever
them in your bike spokes.
You did. Mm-hmm. I never did, but because why would I do that with baseball cards? I want to look at them.
Right.
I want to read the stuff on the back.
Oh, that was just me.
Right. So, but I never looked at it as a collector. Now they're like, hey, if you have a silver embossed the Bruce Bochy card, I don't know if those exist. Anyway.
If they do, they're expensive.
Yeah.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.